Good morning, Texas. Cable Smith welcoming you to the Lone Star Outdoors Show. Pleasure to be riding shotgun with you on this lovely Saturday morning. We're going to change things up a little bit this week and let y'all hear some stuff never before heard on the radio. Some comic relief for you guys, as even the most eloquent celebrities and outdoor personalities get to stuttering and stammering when you put them on the spot. So sit back and enjoy a little Jason Boland in the background while you listen to this never-before-heard audio only on the Lone Star Outdoors Show.
Actually, this is my first time on this show, brother.
Yeah.
Yeah, so what's your name, you say?
Just identify yourself, right. And of the Dallas Cowboys, and then say, you're listening to the Lone Star Outdoors Show.
All right. Hi, this is Marcus Spears from the Dallas Cowboys, and you're listening to the Lone Star Outdoors Show.
Man, you're a pro.
If you could give me like a liner that I'll use for, coming out of breaks and stuff in future shows, just identify yourselves and then say you're listening to the Lone Star Outdoors Show.
Okay.
Whenever you're ready.
I'm Lee Lukowski, and Tiffany, say I'm Tiffany Lukowski, and you're listening to the Lone Star Outdoors Show, and we can do it either both ways or however you want.
Yeah, I mean, whatever you guys want to do is fine with me. If you want to do it together, if you want to do it separate, it doesn't matter to me.
Whatever we'll say, the line.
The Lone Star Outdoors Show. Okay.
So let's do it first. I'll say Lee Lukowski, Tiffany, and then you say, and I'm Tiffany Lukowski, and you listen to the Lone Star Outdoors Show.
Okay.
Whenever you're ready, yep.
Okay. I'm Lee Lukowski.
And I'm Tiffany Lukowski, and you're listening to the Lone Star Outdoors Show.
Awesome. All right, I appreciate that.
Actually, can you do one more? Like, I totally kind of mumbled.
Okay, yeah. I mean, we can do as many as you want.
All right. Hi, I'm Lee Lukowski.
And I'm Tiffany Lukowski, and you're listening to the Lone Star Outdoors Show.
Perfect.
I just identify yourself and say you're listening to the Lone Star Outdoors Show.
Okay.
All right.
Tell me when you're ready.
I'm ready.
Hey, this is Kevin Van Dam, and you're listening to the Lone Star...
No one ever gets it on the first try.
The Lone Star Outdoors Show, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Hey, this is Kevin Van Dam, and you're listening to the Lone Star Outdoors Show.
Awesome.
This is, you said Lone Star, the Outdoors Show?
Lone Star Outdoors Show.
Oh, Lone Star Outdoors Show.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, this is Josh Abbott, and you're listening to Lone Star Outdoors Show.
Identify yourself and then say you're listening to the Lone Star Outdoors Show.
Ready?
Of the Buck Commander, sorry. You got to say you're with Buck Commander.
Ready?
I'm ready.
Okay.
We doing me first, then you?
I think so. This is Willie Robertson, and I'll say, and I'm Matt Duff. And then
we're with Buck Commander.
Yeah. This is Willie Robertson, I'll say, and I'm Matt Duff with Buck Commander.
You're listening to the Lone Star Outdoors Show.
Yeah.
Perfect.
This is Willie Robertson.
And I'm Matt Duff with Buck Commander.
You're listening to the Lone Star Outdoors Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Bill Dance, and you're listening to the Lone... No, let's do it again.
Okay.
Hello, everybody. I'm Bill Dance, and you're listening to the Lone Star Outdoors Show.
Hey, y'all. It's Charlie Robinson, and you're listening to the Lone Star Outdoors Show.
Perfect. No one ever gets it on one take. I don't know. It's not that hard, huh?
This is Jim Kern, former Texas Ranger baseball player and owner of Emu Outfitting Company here in Arlington, Texas. We run hunting and fishing trips from Alaska to Brazil.
And you're listening to the Lone Star Outdoors Show.
Okay, details. Ready?
Yes, sir.
And you're listening to the Lone Star Outdoors Show.
Perfect.
This is Baylor basketball coach Scott Drew, and you're listening to the Lone Star Outside. You're listening to the Lone Star Outdoors Show?
Yes, sir, that's right.
Okay, one second. And we'll make sure we get a good one. The Lone Star Outdoors Show. Okay. Take two. Ready? One, two, three. This is Scott Drew, Baylor basketball coach, and you're listening to the Lone Star Outdoors Show.
Hey, this is Max Stalling, and you're listening to the Lone Star... This is digital, right?
Uh-huh. And take three, because you're the very beginning there. I got you really hot. Sorry about that.
Hey, everybody. This is Max Stalling, and you're listening to my buddy Cable Smith on Lone Star Outdoors Show.
All right.
That's the best one yet, man.
I appreciate it. You know, one of these days, I'm going to make a funny, like an opening or something, and just have all these famous people have been on the show trying to do the intro because no one ever gets it on the first time, whether it's me or them, but just the conversations that I have with people.
Good times with a lot of great folks there. No doubt about that. Well, I've got another great show lined up for you this morning as legendary bow hunter Fred Eichler, the only man to harvest all 29 North American big game species using only a recurve. You may know him from Easton Bow Hunting on the Outdoor Channel. Anyway, Fred joins the show at the bottom of the hour, but coming up momentarily, we'll visit with a true American hero as president and founder of Army Bass Anglers, Major Cody Robertson, joins the program. All that and much, much more coming up only on the Lone Star Outdoors Show.
Yeah, it's a Texas thing, long necks and a western swing. It's the river walking Leon Springs and Cold Lone Star. It's the way that we like to sing and looking bucking down in green.
There's a Texas-sized buzz rippling through the fishing industry as Brass and Blades lures have taken center stage. State-of-the-art engineering offers a unique double hook, custom blade, exclusive anti-roll bend design, and even a semi-flex hook joint that bends with the movement of the fish. Brass and Blades boasts the premier lead-free buzz and chatter baits on the market. Check out Brass and Blades lures at www.brassandblades.com. Made for real fishermen by real fishermen. It's the bait with twice the bite. Visit brassandblades.com and see for yourself today.
Barefoot Fishing Tours and guide Charles Whited is South Texas' premier largemouth guide service. Charles not only puts you on fish, but he also teaches adults and kiddos the techniques and strategies needed to land big bass. With two Bass Champs Angler of the Year awards and a record 44.98-pound five-fish stringer on Choke Canyon, his achievements speak for themselves. Fishing Choke Canyon, Bastrop, Browning, and Canyon Lake, call Charles at 512-557-6772. That's 512-557-6772, or visit barefootfishingtours.com.
Kenneth Henneke's Fish Hatchery has been serving Texas for over 30 years, and we carry every fish you need to stock your ponds, lakes, creeks, and rivers. From all types of bass, perch, tilapia, to shad and various catfish, we have what you need and are the only hatchery that offers the fast-growing F1 hybrid catfish. Centrally located in Hallettsville, we deliver anywhere in Texas. So give us a call at 361-798-5934. That's 361-798-5934. Or visit our website at www.hennekehatchery.com.
Listen up, ticketheads. When you harvest that Walworthy trophy, there's only one choice, Rustic Reminders Taxidermy. My friends Josh and Becky have over 19 years combined experience in taxidermy and reproduction mounts. Whether you take down a 200-class whitetail, an African rhino, or a trophy largemouth, Rustic Reminders does it all, producing top-quality mounts while maintaining focus on quick turnaround time. Located between San Antonio and New Braunfels, call Rustic Reminders at 210-317-7292 or visit www.gr8mounts.com. That's gr8mounts.com. Located on 12,500 acres in South Texas' beautiful Sutton County, McPherson Farm Ranch is a one-of-a-kind operation. Owner and operator Sandy McPherson takes pride in running a family-owned and operated ranch that caters towards each hunter's needs. Trophy whitetails roam the ranch's beautiful hill country terrain, and Axis fallow and black buck hunts are also available. Outstanding lodging and accommodations are also a part of the experience at McPherson Farm Ranch. Call Sandy at 210-827-2915. That's 210-827-2915, or visit McPherson4MRanch.com today.
Lehman H Feeders has been making the highest quality feeder for 45 years, and it takes 45 years to get 45 years of experience. Manufactured in Texas, we offer feeders for deer, quail, fish, pets, and livestock, and even songbirds. Some of our feeders are still operating in the field after 40 years of use. Makers of the trusted Blind Buddy and Blind Buddy Jr., our feeders are the most durable and user-friendly on the market. Visit www.lehmanhfeeders.com because life's too short to buy a cheap feeder. That's lehmanhfeeders.com.
Are you looking for the perfect way to get around your ranch or lease? Bad Boy Buggies of the Hill Country and B3HC Outfitters have a full line of electric four-wheel drive Bad Boy Buggies, and we customize it the way you want it. Gun and bow racks, off-road lighting, even feeders. We can add them all to your Bad Boy. Also, specializing in custom metal arts and gate signs, as well as custom golf carts for street and off-road applications. Conveniently located in San Marcos, call 512-667-6005 or visit www.b3hc.com. That's b3hc.com.
There were people drinking whiskey, their hearts about to leave. It was cold as hell for Houston, it was almost near sea, all the way from Beaumont with a wagon.
All right, great stuff there from Hayes Carl, bringing us back from break here on the Lone Star Outdoor Show. The name of that tune is Beaumont. I'm your host, Cable Smith, and I am thrilled to be here with you this morning. Coming up in just a few minutes, it's United States Army Major Cody Robertson of Army Bass Anglers. But before we talk to Major Robertson, we need to cover a couple things going on in the great outdoors. Now, many of y'all probably already know what happened in North Texas this past Monday night, especially if bass angling is near and dear to your heart. The hypocrites over at PETA had created quite a stink here over the past few weeks as they claimed they had photographic evidence of 27 largemouth bass being left for dead after a Christian Anglers Bass Association tournament out on Lake Ray Hubbard a couple Mondays ago. Well, PETA contacted CABA tournament director Mike Rouse and alerted him that they would be holding a protest rally at this past Monday night CABA tournament. Needless to say, not only did the anglers come out in droves, but volunteers and supporters who weren't fishing the tournament also came out in support of our right to fish. 48 teams fished that tournament. That's about 50% more than the usual number. Where was PETA? They were a no-show after making all that stink. Out of the 48 teams, only one fish was brought in dead, a far cry from the supposed 27 they claim were killed at the previous CABA Monday night tournament. I caught up with Christian Anglers Bass Association director Mike Rouse and asked him what he thought about Monday night's event.
Overall, I think the thing went very, very well. Real disappointed that PETA didn't show up, but probably smart on their part. They knew, we knew they were coming, and it would have been smart on their part just to send some spies out to see how many people actually showed up. And then when they see the parking lot full, they say, well, let's just hold off and come back when they don't expect us, when things are normal. So I fully expect them to show up at any of our three remaining events over there. You know, it just don't make any sense for them to do what they did and not follow through with it, because all that does is hurt their reputation even more. But, you know, I don't know the frame of mind that people like that are in all the time and what their thought process is. So,
well, Mike, that is the million-dollar question, man. None of us ever will know what their thought process or frame of mind is over at PETA. Anyway, it was a great event as anglers from all over the state came out to fish Monday night's tournament. It was great meeting so many of them and seeing such an overwhelming show of support towards our passion and right as bass fishermen. And by the way, if you haven't been to a CABA tournament before, I suggest that you check it out as Mike and his crew do a great job of putting on those events. Moving right along here this morning, if you haven't heard about the first annual Southern Deer Stands Deer Blind Contest, it's going on right now. Go to deerstandcontest.com to check out our three great prize packages. And an update for you, as Elite Series Pro Kelly Jordan and Texas Ranger Hall of Famer Rusty Greer have both signed on to be a part of our celebrity judging panel. So all you have to do to have KJ or Rusty Greer take a look at your deer blind photo is email them to me at cablewaco@yahoo.com. Well, now, without further delay, it is my distinct honor to introduce Major Cody Robertson of the United States Army to the program. Major, thanks for stopping by this morning.
Hey, thanks for having me. I appreciate you guys having me on the show.
Well, it's definitely my pleasure. If you would, go ahead and tell me a little bit about your military background.
Okay. I'll try to keep it short. Been in for 18 years. I originally enlisted as a 91 Bravo, which is a combat medic, back in 1992. Did my first assignment in Germany with the 11th ACR. From there, I PCS to Fort Carson, where I was a trauma medic at Fort Carson, Colorado. Then was accepted into the Army's Green to Gold program. It's an officer's program. Went back to the University of Texas at Arlington, where I graduated, and was a member of the simultaneous membership program, where I served with the 2nd of the 112th Armored Battalion out of the 49th Armored Division. Then was commissioned, spent all my lieutenant years in the 82nd Airborne Division as an executive officer, platoon leader, and battalion four. From there, was PCS to Fort Hood, Texas. Again, was an executive officer and an adjutant for a short period of time, and then took command of the 566th Area Support Medical Company. And I would later deploy that company to Iraq with the 3rd Infantry Division, where I was a commander in the invasion in 2003. Came back. Wow, this 18 years. Came back from Iraq, where I was selected to be a project warrior. It's a very quiet community of observer controller trainers that prepare units for combat at the National Training Center in Fort Irwin, California. Did that for 2 years. Did something like 17 rotations in the desert, training units for combat that literally deployed straight into theater. Came out of that job and was a course director for the 70 Bravo course at the AMED Center and School in San Antonio, Texas. Would later become the deputy G7 for training, and then was selected to go be the deputy surgeon for Joint Task Force PKO South in Ecuador, and then came back and was on orders again to head back to Iraq again, where I was the chief of current ops for the 10th Mountain Division for this division surgeon, and just got back a little over a year ago, and now I'm the G3 chief of current ops for the Medical Readiness Training Center back in San Antonio. So that's 18 years. How'd I do there?
Well, you did great, and on behalf of all of our listeners, I'd like to say we do appreciate your 18 years of service and counting. Well, Major, I know that you are a lifelong Texan, originally from the DFW area. Tell us a little bit about how the outdoors played a significant role in your upbringing.
Sure. No, I was born and raised in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, right there in Arlington, Texas. And, you know, the funny thing is baseball and fishing, for me, went hand in hand. I had a lot of friends that I had grown up playing baseball with, and all the guys loved to go fishing, and I had grown up fishing with my dad, and as I kind of went through those teenage years where, you know, your parents aren't cool, you start hanging out with your friends all the time, I naturally gravitated to the guys that loved to do the same things that I did. And so I spent a lot of time on Lake Worth, on Azle Lake, a couple of Eagle Mountain Lake, up there fishing. If I wasn't at baseball practice, I was at the lake fishing. Later on, I would go to play for the University of Texas at Arlington, and between practices and classes, that's probably why my grades weren't that great there for a while. If I wasn't in class and I wasn't on the field, I was out at Lake Arlington fishing. You know, anywhere I could get a pole in the water, I was always fishing and having a good time. And that, I guess I took kind of a long break there when I, after I left the Atlanta Braves and joined the military. There was a long break there where I wasn't doing any fishing and I wasn't outside as much as I wanted to. Fishing and doing the things I enjoyed. I was very busy doing Army stuff. When I came back from Iraq the first time, I just kind of made it a point that I was going to get back on the water, and that's just kind of how it. That's just kind of how I gravitated towards the outdoors.
Well, Major, now that we know about your military background as well as your passion for bass fishing, we'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll put those two together and find out just exactly how Army Bass Anglers was born. You're listening to United States Army Major Cody Robertson, only on the Lone Star Outdoor Show. Bring out the whiskey and a brown-eyed girl. Five feet out back.
Why? Hey, Ticketheads. Wes Lundy here, owner and operator of Double Diamond Outfitters, Texas premier outfitting service. I'm currently booking South Texas Trophy Whitetail Hunt, as well as exotic hunts for axis and fallow deer, red stag, and many others. Check out my website at www.huntdoublediamond.com to find out about my West Texas Trophy Audad and Pronghorn Antelope Hunt. Fall whitetail hunts are going fast, so call me, Wes, at 210-602-3118, or visit huntdoublediamond.com and let me take you on the hunt of a lifetime.
Hey outdoorsmen, it's that time of year again. The wind is changing and the temps are rising, so let's put away the camo and guns and get the tackle box ready. We all know that you're familiar with Game Guard, the official camo of the Lone Star State. Well, they're at it again, and now they're making a real difference in the fishing apparel industry. Game Guard is bringing that same commitment to quality and technical apparel to those guys and gals on the water. Game Guard's vent back shirts are offered in 7 great colors and perform like no others. Game Guard is Texas-based, family-owned, and committed to their loyal customers. Fishermen have many choices when it comes to outdoor apparel, and Game Guard is dedicated to earning your business. Be sure to ask for Game Guard at your local hunting or fishing retailer, or go to www.gameguard.net. Game Guard, the official outdoor apparel of the Lone Star Outdoor Show. Need to buy a trailer? Well, Big Tex Trailers has you covered. From our four-wheeler trailers to heavy-duty equipment trailers, we have a trailer for every occasion and to fit every need. Stop by one of our three South Texas locations. Call Affordable Trailers on Northwest Loop 410 in North San Antonio at 210-699-6000 or Affordable Trailers on Highway 87 East in South San Antonio at 210-648-2700. Then there's our new Big Tex Trailer location on I-35 in Buda. Call 512-295-4292 or visit us at www.bigtextrailerworld.com. Big Tex Trailers, tough as a Texas Longhorn. Cable Smith here to tell you about Star S Ranch. Frankly, it's the place to hunt trophy whitetails in Texas. I know because I've been there and seen their huge bruisers firsthand. With top-notch accommodations and an unmatched dedication to growing huge deer, the Scott family runs a one-of-a-kind operation. Located in Mason County's beautiful southern Texas hill country, Star S Ranch also offers trophy exotic hunts. Visit www.star-s-ranch.com. That's star-s-ranch.com to book your hunt today.
All right, this is Phil Robertson, better known as the Duck Commander. This is the Lone Star Outdoor Show.
Well, I was rolling down the road in some cold blue. Cable Smith, welcoming you back to this morning's presentation. And I've still got United States Army Major Cody Robertson on the phone. But before we jump back into our discussion, I want to go ahead and remind you about the Lone Star Outdoor Show Photo of the Month contest. Go ahead and send me your best outdoor photos. Monthly winners have their photo displayed on my homepage and also get a year subscription to the fabulous publication Lone Star Outdoor News. And as of this week, we now have a grand prize finalized for our Photo of the Year winner, as each monthly winner will be entered into our grand prize photo of the year contest. And this year's grand prize is a trophy wild boar hunt at Razorback Ranch. That also includes lodging. So be sure to submit your best outdoor photos for your chance to win a wild boar hunt of a lifetime. Well, let's go ahead and pick it back up with United States Army Major Cody Robertson, president and founder of Army Bass Anglers. And that's what we're about to get into. And by the way, this segment proudly brought to you by Rustic Reminders Taxidermy and Brass and Blades Lures. So, Major, you're over in Iraq and you're missing your bass fishing here in the Lone Star State. And I guess this is kind of where the idea of Army Bass Anglers originated. So talk a little bit about that and how Army Bass Anglers has evolved to the point where it is today.
Okay, yeah, not a problem. I didn't just miss bass fishing, though. Don't let me fool the audience. I missed my family, but if my wife heard that, she'd have a cow. But no, I got over there, and when you're in combat, there are multiple times where life can speed up so fast and your entire life can pass before your eyes in a blur, and at the same time, it can slow down so slowly that you can literally just see each step of your life and realize things that you hadn't done or wanted to do. Obviously, I wanted to get back home safe and sound with all my soldiers and be with my family, but there were a couple of things that I hadn't done that I'd always wanted to do, and one of those was tournament fish. And so when I came back, I had a complete plan that I was going to start tournament fishing. You know, I was going to win trophies, bring home checks, you know, do all that kind of great stuff. But as I got involved in it, one day I was driving onto Fort Sam Houston, and you have to pass a national cemetery on the left-hand side. And as I was passing it and just kind of counting my blessings and thinking back on my time in Iraq, you know, I just started asking myself, how come I made it home and those guys didn't? And the more I thought about it, the more I started realizing that, you know, there was an opportunity here to help other soldiers through fishing. So I kind of started doing a little more research, and there wasn't really anything out there. And so me and my buddy Don Bailey kind of hatched I won't quite call it a plan, but we started tournament fishing, and we came across Fishing for Freedom, and we decided, hey, you know, that's for us. We're gonna get involved. We're gonna start taking soldiers fishing, and from there it has just gone. It's gone crazy. We didn't know what we were starting. We didn't know it was gonna get as big as it's gotten. We didn't know we were gonna have the following that we have. all we knew is we wanted to take soldiers fishing and help them through the process of recovery and reintegration and just being in the outdoors. And now it's evolved into this gargantuan thing called Army Bass Anglers. And now we have the coalition, and we've involved all branches of the service. So that's kind of it in a nutshell.
Mm-hmm. And now y'all are in like what, 28 or 29 states?
Yeah, we started out in Texas, and now we've expanded into 28 different states. And I'm looking at another letter here from Florida, so it looks like we're about to pick up 29, and it just keeps growing. Basically, everywhere where there's a major installation, we foresee there being a coalition member, whether it be Army, Navy, Air Force, or Marines, operating in that state and taking soldiers fishing and just making people aware of what we're doing.
And you guys actually just came to the Dallas area recently and participated with the LSPVA's tournament on Lake Ray Hubbard. Talk about that experience and what it was like fishing with paralyzed veterans.
No, that was a great experience. That was actually our first time to do a joint operation with the LSPVA. And if anybody doesn't know what it is, it's the Lone Star Paralyzed Veterans of America. It's the Lone Star chapter. And these individuals are paralyzed, some quadriplegic, et cetera. And they have a tournament, six tournaments that they do, National Trail, that's BASS sanctioned. And Texas is one of their stops. And so they're always needing boaters. So they asked for our assistance to help out. And we partnered with them and partnered up with my guy. We went out the first day. We had a good day of fishing. It was an incredible 2 days of fishing in terms of weather conditions. It's actually kind of a funny story. The second day we were out fishing, it's the second day's the team piece. And while we were out fishing, we had about 30 minutes left before we had to head in for weigh-in, and we had four keepers in the live well, but we were having to cross the main lake, and there were 4 foot, 5 foot rollers on the lake, 30, 40 mile an hour gusts. It was crazy. So long story short, we come up under the bridge, the I-30 bridge, and there's a boat swamp there with a pregnant female and another lady and their two husbands just completely swamped. And being we were worried about our fish, I think, there for a minute more than we were the people. But we did, you know, don't get me wrong, we did the right thing. We pulled over. We pulled both the ladies out of the water. We helped the husbands hook the boat up to a pontoon boat that pulled up, and the pontoon drug them in. And then we managed to get the two ladies off of my skeeter boat up onto the pontoon, and that was a challenge in 5 foot swells. Mm. So it was very exciting, and my partner was very worried about his four fish making it to weigh in, but we managed to pull it off. We made it to weigh in with 5 minutes to spare, and a really neat story to tell. So. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But it was a great event, great cause, and if you haven't gotten involved with the PVA, you know, I recommend that to anybody. Get out there, get involved, take a soldier fishing, take a veteran fishing, just get involved.
Oh, yeah. And it is such a simple way to show your gratitude for their service, and yet it means so much to them. Now, I'm sure that there's been a ton of wonderful memories that have come about as a result of Army Bass Anglers, but Major, if you just had to choose one that stands out in your mind, what would it be?
You know, that's always a tough one to pick. I would tell you that there's probably four or five. I'll try to narrow it down. I'll tell you that probably taking a soldier fishing on the Fishing for Freedom event at Belton Lake, on Choke Canyon, that's the one where you take the wounded soldiers fishing in a tournament just for them, was probably, you know, right up there, number one or number two. The first time we were invited to the Bassmaster Classic, where we were the lead boats in 2009 and 2010, another favorite that was just incredible. And then that probably right up there in the number one, number two ranking as well, was the first time we went to the Skeeters Owners Tournament, and we were brought to the national stage, and we were part of the production, and just getting to share our mission on a national level. All huge memories for me, watching the guys compete against the elites in the shootout. There's been so many firsts that it's really hard for me to choose. Just hard to pick.
Just too many to choose from. And you can actually check out when Army Bass Anglers will be back in the national spotlight by visiting their website at armybassanglers.com.
If you're a Navy guy, navybassanglers.com, or marinebassanglers.com. We've got all four of them now.
And you guys are actually on TV on a pretty regular basis.
We're on the World Fishing Network almost every Saturday on Bass Champs. You can also catch us on the Sportsman Channel periodically. We're on ESPN pretty often on the World's Greatest Fishing Show. We just wrapped up a show with Kelly Jordan and Mark out there as well.
Oh, we love Kelly Jordan. He's a regular on the Lone Star Outdoor Show. Actually, just agreed to be one of our celebrity judges for our deer blind contest as well.
Yeah, you have to tell Kelly I said hello. Matter of fact, Brent just went fishing with Kelly offshore just the other day out in the Gulf. I don't know if anybody knows, but Kelly loves to do a lot of offshore fishing. And Brent Holman, one of our pro staff, him and Kelly have really hit it off as friends. And they spend a lot of free time together out in the Gulf doing a little bit of offshore fishing. But yeah, Kelly's great people.
Oh, KJ is one of the nicest guys that I've met in the outdoor industry. He truly is. Well, Major, tell me about the three-point mission statement of Army Bass Anglers: support, defend, and fish.
Okay, sure, not a problem. The support, defend, fish is a three-pillar mission statement. The support piece being that we support three nonprofit events, all called Fishing for Freedom. One is Fishing for Freedom on Belton. That's where we take soldiers out of the Three Core Fort Hood area, fishing in a tournament just for them. It's put on by the Central Texas Marine Association, and we show up with our boats and take soldiers out fishing in that event just for them. Then the next one is Fishing for Freedom, which is in Truman, which is in Missouri. Again, another event where we're taking soldiers out. It's put on by, I believe it's Howe up there, and we take soldiers out fishing an event just for them again. And then the one that's kind of near and dear to my heart is Fishing for Freedom, which is down on Choke Canyon, and that's where we take the wounded soldiers fishing in a tournament just for them. Now, the support piece includes four nonprofit organizations that we also raise funds and awareness for, and that's Veterans Outdoors, then there's the Lone Star Paralyzed Veterans of America, then there's Returning Heroes Home, the Warrior and Family Support Center, which is in San Antonio, Texas, and then you also have HOW, which is Heroes on the Water. It's an organization under CASA, which is Kayak Angler Society of America, but we raise awareness and funds for those events, as they're all geared towards taking either veterans or wounded veterans out fishing or to outdoor events just for them. Now, the defend pillar of the mission statement supersedes both the other two pillars. The defend pillar is literal. Everybody that's on the coalition or on the Army Bass Angler Pro Staff have all served their country in combat or veterans or currently active duty. We've got multiple tours in Iraq, Afghanistan, Somalia, and you name the theater of operation, we've got guys that have served there.
Mm-hmm.
And those that are on active duty at any given time can be called to go back downrange. Right now, Al Pemberton is fixing to go back downrange. Randy Sitt's currently downrange in Iraq and will be redeploying actually here this next Saturday. Be coming back. Chad Nelson just recently returned. And basically, we just do high fives with each other and slap hands, and you know, one comes back and picks up his rod and starts fishing, and the other one heads downrange and picks up his M16 or his M4 and starts fighting. So that's the defend piece.
Mm.
The fish piece is the pillar in which we use the platform to raise awareness for the support piece of the mission statement. We use tournament trails like Bass Champs on the World Fishing Network to raise awareness for those four nonprofits and those three charity events by getting on the stage, weighing our fish in, and then when we have the opportunity with the mic to share our mission statement with everybody that's out there listening. And it doesn't matter whether we've caught one fish or five fish, the intent, or I guess the cake, if you will, is our ability to make the stage. And the icing is the opportunity to share the mission. It's not about winning checks. It's not about taking home trophies. It's about using those opportunities to raise awareness for the three charity events and the four nonprofits. Mm. And that's support, defend, fish in a nutshell.
Very nice. Now, a couple questions just to get to know you a little better, Major Robertson. Personal best, largemouth.
Personal best, I'm going to say, is right at about 6 pounds, 6'3", is what I recall.
Dang it. That is about as close as I've come to beating one of my guests. One of these days, it's going to happen.
You know, I caught that recently. I just caught that fish. Actually, I was shooting a TV show that's going to be coming out. I was fishing against Gary Dobbins, Mark Pack from the FLW series, and Justin Rackley. I believe he was 2007 collegiate champion. And fishing in a show against those guys, a kind of a smash mouth type TV show. And that's when I caught it out on Lake Fork recently on a Phoenix vibrating jig. There you go. There's a plug for a sponsor.
What is your favorite Texas lake to fish, Major?
Oh.
I know there's a lot of good ones.
Yeah, especially being down here in South Texas, there are so many good ones. You know, my personal favorite, I would have to tell you, is probably Choke Canyon. That you just can't go to that lake and not catch fish. I mean, it's if you want to get into fishing, you want to get involved, you want to take your kid fishing and get them hooked on fishing, that's probably one of the best lakes, whether it be catfish, brim, bass. You just stick something in the water and you're going to catch something. Great lake, great lake.
Well, Major, I appreciate your time this morning, but more importantly, I appreciate your 18 years of service and everything that you guys do with Army Bass Anglers.
Thank you very much. We appreciate that. Cool.
Yes, sir, indeed. There he goes, United States Army Major Cody Robertson, founder and president of Army Bass Anglers. We appreciate his time this morning. Coming up next, we'll visit with the only man walking the face of this planet to have harvested all 29 North American big game species using only a recurve. That's right, Fred Eichler joins the program. You're listening to the Lone Star Outdoor Show.
No tears I cry for.
Summer's in full swing, and that means dove season is right around the corner, and the beautiful Record Buck Ranch is your ticket to an awesome day of wing shooting. With over 23,000 acres stretching from Hondo to Uvalde, we book both Central and South Zone dove hunts. Day hunts are only $80 per hunter, while the exclusive two-day lodge package is a steal at $825. Call Jim at 830-279-8733 or Heath at 830-261-1802. You can also check us out at recordbuck.com. At $80 apiece, the day hunts are going fast, so give us a call and book your Texas dove hunt today. Listen up, saltwater anglers, because you need to check out Real Fiddler Fishing Charters with my friend, Captain Mike Caserta. Captain Mike has been fishing Rockport to the Laguna Madre since 1979 and will cater to the type of fishing you want to do. Catch big reds and trout on artificial or live bait. You can also wade fish or fish out of Captain Mike's comfy bay boat. For a relaxing day on the water that you won't soon forget, call Captain Mike at 361-790-6374 or visit www.realfiddle.com to check out the awesome weekday specials. That's www.realfiddle.com.
From gun dog training to obedience and deer tracking programs, Rave Retrievers has it all. Boarding, training, and group and private lessons, morning or evening, will accommodate you and your dog. Owner Deborah Lee has 30 years experience in gun dog and obedience training and has recently added Amanda Burrell to the training staff to offer even more intensive training capabilities. With numerous ponds, creeks, boats, and duck blinds, we offer the most realistic training available. Go to www.raveretrievers.com for all your dog training and boarding needs. That's www.raveretrievers.com.
A place to shoot is South Texas's premier shooting facility. We have a complete rifle range featuring five different distances out to 300 yards. A pistol range with gravity-fed targets, skeet, trap, crazy quail, and country doubles. We offer everything for the shooting sportsman. New and used firearms, reloading supplies, scopes, and ammo. If we don't have it, we can usually get it within 2 days. Also offering CHL classes. Located just outside Loop 410 on Morrison Boulevard in South San Antonio, call 210-628-1888. A place to shoot, open 7 days a week. Call 210-628-1888.
Lock Hill Feed Store is South Texas' premier feed store. We carry a variety of feeds, including extra clean deer corn that won't clog your feeders, as well as large and small deer pellets. Also featuring Country Acre Deer Block, Record Rack, Golden Deer Nuggets, and the best-selling berry-flavored ACCO Deer Block. Conveniently located in San Antonio. Pick up a 35-pound bag of Signs Diet Premium Dog Food for only $29.99. Call Lock Hill Feed Store at 210-691-2351. That's 210-691-2351. Or call toll-free at 877-738-5296.
Southern Deer Stands manufactures the only high-quality, lightweight, aluminum insulated hunting blinds on the market, providing years of use without any maintenance. That's right, no more rotting, rusting, or repairing. Just hunting. Southern Deer Stands product lineup includes tower blinds with staircases, trailer blinds, and ground blinds on skids. We also have deer blind windows, doors, tower stands, and more. Whether you need one or 20 blinds, we'll deliver and set up right on your ranch or lease. Call Rob at 214-551-1530 or visit us at www.southerndeerstands.com.
If I were a painter,
I'd talk you into posing nude. Yeah, then you'd get paid to lay around all day and let me look at you.
Little Zane Williams bringing us back from break here on the Lone Star Outdoors Show. I'm Cable Smith. We've had a lot of fun this morning and therefore are up against it time-wise. So let's go ahead and introduce our next guest. He's the only man to have ever completed the North American Super Slam using only a recurve bow. He's also the host of Easton Bow Hunting on the Outdoor Channel and the owner and operator of Full Draw Outfitters. Fred Eichler, welcome to the Lone Star Outdoors Show.
Thank you, sir.
It's not every day that we get to visit with one of the most accomplished bow hunters of all time.
Well, thanks. That's a pretty high accolade, so I appreciate it.
Well, like I mentioned, you are the only man to have completed the North American Super Slam, harvesting all 29 big game animals using only a recurve.
Well, it started with a 28, and me and a friend of mine, actually, Rick Dugan, completed, you know, there was two of us with the recurve to do the 28, and then, yeah, I'm the only guy that's added the toolie to that with a traditional bow, so I've gotten all 29 now, which is, it was a neat quest. It was a lot of fun.
Well, Fred, which one of those animals was the toughest to harvest?
Man, great question. You know, they're all tough in their own rights. Each animal has their own set of challenges. But to me, all the sheep, you know, the stone sheep, the bighorn sheep, doll sheep, desert sheep, I love a hunt where you're just physically and mentally pushed to your limits, and that's what sheep hunting does. And plus, it's in beautiful country at the top of the world, and boy, you couldn't ask for anything better to wake up and look at a sunrise on top of a mountain.
See, it's very interesting because you and Jim Shockey, who he's the only one to have completed the Super Slam with a muzzleloader, you both say that sheep are the hardest to hunt. And for me, I would have thought it would have been like a mountain lion or something more along those lines. So I guess sheep hunting in general is just that much more physically and mentally demanding.
I guide for Lion Cable, and so I guess I'm just kind of used to that, you know, that kind of physical endurance. But it's not so much, you know, you rarely spend the night out on a lion hunt. You know, when you're sheep hunting, you know, I've spent 30 hours before staring at one sheep, you know, sleeping just, you know, out in the tundra, you know, on the rocks, just waiting for that sheep to bed down in one place where I could just have an opportunity for a stalk. So, yeah, the physical and the mental, you know, stamina that comes with sheep hunting. I'd say those for me were some of the toughest.
Well, it makes sense, my friend. Now, Fred, with your current schedule as the host of Easton Bow Hunting on the Outdoor Channel and your work as a full-time guide and outfitter, how do you make sure your lovely wife, Michelle, has plenty of time to hunt as well? You know, y'all have three sons, and of course, she also has responsibilities as the CEO of Muzzy Broadheads.
Yeah, it definitely keeps us busy. We've got a busy schedule, but my wife is she's an accomplished hunter in her own right. She takes off, and she doesn't need anybody to take her hunting. And I knew that from the first time that we went hunting together. She came as a client. She actually shot her first elk and her first antelope and her first turkey and her first lion and a lot of things you know, with us in the outfitting business here. But what always impressed me about Michelle is you could just turn her loose and she would go and get it done on her own. A couple years ago she had a bear tag and she left the house here, took off and shot a bear on a water hole and called me up, and the only reason she called me was because she couldn't load it in the truck herself. It was too big of a bear. But she sat on the ground and shot that bear at 15 yards.
Wow. You are a lucky guy, Fred.
Yep, she's awesome. I've been lucky to marry a gal that likes the outdoors as much as I do.
Yes, indeed. Well, I know that things really didn't slow down for you much this summer, as you recently were in Australia hunting. So what were you doing in the land down under, and what else have you been up to?
Well, you know, it never really slows down for me. You know, there's always something to do. I've been building horse pastures, you know, to move some horses around, and we're constantly scouting. I got some guys out in the field right now, some of the guys working on antelope blinds. But I was in Australia for almost a month and had a blast, but I was going after Asiatic water buffalo. Man, what a challenge. They're huge animals. They're extremely tough. It's not tough to really get in range of them, but you definitely want to watch and make sure they don't see you. They are prone to charge. And I ended up getting a beautiful buffalo, probably the biggest animal I've ever taken with a traditional bow. But they're bigger than Cape buffalo. I didn't realize that. But,
wow.
You know, a real big one's 2,200 pounds. They're just huge, huge animals. And really enjoyed my time in Australia. Got to do some hog hunting and hang out with some guys that, you know, enjoy bow hunting as much as I do. But, you know, any place, anytime you see anything, any place new or different, you know, the birds were different, the, you know, the trees, the bushes, it's just like being a kid all over again. You know, you're checking out all kinds of new stuff, and, you know, there's something exciting about that.
Very cool. Well, some of the guys from Texas Bow Hunter would like to know what's up with the pink arrows, whether that's for breast cancer awareness or maybe it's just because they're easier to find.
You know, I get teased a lot by my pink arrows, but I'll tell you, I shoot them because they're easy to see when you shoot, especially on video. You know, they show up against an animal really quickly. My buddies don't steal my hunting arrows. That's another huge plus. And you know, I always tease my buddies and say, "Well, I shoot them because I'm man enough to shoot pink arrows." So those are that's the story behind the pink arrows. It started out as a you know, just because it was easy to see, and you know, I kind of became known as that, so I stick with them.
Right on. Fred, what's the AMO on your Palmer recurve?
You know, my bow, I'm shooting, it's my draw is almost 31 inches, and I shoot at 54 pounds. I'm shooting a 62-inch bow, but 54 pounds, in my opinion, is enough to shoot anything in North America. I mean, I'm taking moose and, you know, bears, elk, all kinds of stuff, and, you know, with that bow, that's plenty to get it done.
Once again, we're visiting with the legendary Fred Eichler on the Lone Star Outdoors Show this morning. Now, how much time do you spend fine-tuning your craft? And in a nutshell, what I'm asking is, how much do you practice?
You know, I shoot almost every day, so that's a huge plus. You know, I like trying to get at least one arrow out a day. I think that's great practice. I also don't shoot at the same yardage, especially when you shoot a traditional bow. It's important to practice at different yardages, so your mind doesn't get set to the exact same distance. So, you know, I may take a shot at 5 yards, and then the next day I may step out and shoot one at 50 and, you know, 30. And, you know, I just practice at all different ranges that just kind of, you know, help keep me in tune.
And what is the furthest distance away that you're comfortable taking a shot at an animal?
Well, you know, I prefer keeping my shots within, 25 yards whenever I can. It's not that I can't shoot a lot farther than that accurately. It's just so much depends on the animal, their body posture, you know, the temperament of the animal. You know, you learn to really read the animals and, you know, see how they're going to react. I mean, what are the ears doing? Is it nervous? You know, is it comfortable to figure out if they're going to jump the string? So, you know, I like when I can, you know, to keep those shots in relatively close.
When can we expect a new hunting DVD to hit the shelves?
I was just watching one last night. Ethan, the new the season, I think it's going to be season 6, is going to be coming out here in probably 2 months. I released Bow Hunting Western Big Game, which is a book that I worked on. Mm-hmm. And basically it's about just hunting big game out west. It's got information on elk and mule deer and bear and mountain lion, things like that that you'd find here in the west. Gosh, most recently I just started to write an article for Bow Hunter Magazine. I'm the new traditional editor, so I'll have a column in Bow Hunter Magazine as well.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Have you given any thought to doing an entire show or a DVD on predator hunting with a traditional bow and arrow? A lot of your fans really seem to enjoy that. I know Michelle told me while we were talking on the phone the other day that you were out chasing some coyotes.
Yeah, I love doing the predator hunting. That would be neat. I'd actually like to do that. It's just, like you say, Cable, you know, there's just only so much time in the day. But yeah, we were using trained mountain cur. A buddy of mine has some mountain cur dogs that are trained, and you get the coyotes to howl. I was using a Fox Pro electronic call, and once we'd get these coyotes to sound off, the dog was trained to take off, find the coyote, and then get him irritated, and then run right back to you. So it's amazing, because you see this dog take off, and then all of a sudden the dog's running right back to you, and here's two coyotes right on his heels.
Wow.
So it's crazy. We got some great video of it, and it's, you know, it's a neat way to hunt coyotes. I've only done that one other time, you know, in Utah, but it was just a neat, it was a neat way to, you know, to hunt a coyote.
Yeah, train your dog to bring the game back to you alive.
Exactly. Yeah, those dogs know what they're doing. I mean, when you howl or do a siren, you know, sound on the Fox Pro, boy, their ears are up and they're listening. And boy, once a coyote sounds off, they're out off like a shot.
Well, that is too cool. I'm gonna have to see that firsthand. Now, Fred, everyone knows that you're very enthusiastic after you make a kill. Have you ever harvested an animal and then spooked a would-be trophy out of an area due to your excitement?
I do that all the time. Man, I'm high energy. I'm not good at... You know, it's funny. My cameraman goes crazy because I can sit still. I'm the most optimistic person in the world. I can sit still for 15 hours in an antelope blind, not moving, not making a sound, because I'm sure that if I just wait it out, I'll get a shot. My problem is once I do get the shot, all that energy that's been just sitting there is like a coiled spring. So once I can get up or shoot or start talking, man, it's just bang, you know, it just comes out kind of in a rush. But there's been a few times that, a couple years ago here at my place, we were sitting at a water hole and we had a cow come in and cow elk and a couple bears. And I was going to shoot this cow elk and I started to draw and she ended up either winning me or hearing me and she takes off up the hill. And Jake, you know, he turns the camera to me, you know, just trying to get a reaction. You know, I'm like, oh, man, that was awesome. You know, that cow was right there. You know, I was trying to get a shot at her, and she went at us. And all of a sudden, I see out of the corner of my eye antlers, and a bull was coming down. And he was about 5 feet from the blind. He spun his head around and looked in there. He could hear me running my yap. And next thing you know, he thundered off, too. So I was laughing. I was like, man, that's pretty good. I just scared two elk in about 10 seconds. So, yeah, sometimes I get a little overzealous. But I love it. You know, I love what I'm doing. I love being outdoors. It's hard not to be excited about it.
Well, Fred, what has been the most scared you've ever been on one of your hunting expeditions? I know that time that brown bear charged you, that would have scared the crap out of me.
Man, I've had a few scary circumstances. Probably the closest I thought that I was to dying was actually on another Alaska hunt, but I was up near Unalakleet River, and I was hunting grizzly bears, and our boat flipped over. We hit a sweeper, which is a tree leaning over the water, and it caused the boat to flip over. And my fault, I wasn't wearing, you know, a flotation vest. Nobody in the boat was, but it was because we were going real slow and thought we might have to hop out and chase a grizzly at any moment. And when we hit the sweeper, I was wearing waders and a heavy jacket. It was pretty cold out. I was wearing gloves and I had a, you know, wool toque on my head. And when the boat flipped, of course, the waders filled up. I sunk like a stone. And that was a really bad deal. I was pretty sure I wasn't going to make it out of that. I was swimming and, you know, I like to think a pretty strong swimmer, but, you know, I couldn't go anywhere with the, you know, the water and the waders and the jacket, you know, totally soaking wet. And I lucked out and hit there was another tree that had fallen in the water that was, up out of the bank, but it was falling, you know, straight down into the river, and it was about 15 feet deep, and I hit that underwater, and although I couldn't swim, I was able to hold on to that, you know, log and pull myself up it, so wow. Not without swallowing a bunch of water in my lungs and getting a bad lung infection, but I pulled out, so that was the plus. But I remember thinking, oh, yeah, what a stupid way to die, you know, this is it. So that was probably one of my scariest, Cable.
Oh, that is a scary deal, man. What about maybe a time you've been predator hunting where you felt that you had become the prey?
Oh, yeah, there's been a few times I've been stalked by bears or, you know, had mountain lions give me, you know, pretty odd looks or, you know, that brown bear sow. I had a huge brown bear sow charge me and, you know, a guy ended up shooting when it was about 8 to 10 feet away. So got charged by a leopard in Africa. That was a pretty bad one. They shot that one about 10 feet in front of me. It rolled over and its tail hit my feet. So, yeah, there's certainly been a couple that, let's just call it a pucker factor. So there was a pretty high rating.
A true adrenaline junkie, you know. I crave that stuff too, man.
That's what makes it great. You know, it's just, whatever you're doing, it's fun.
Well, Fred, what's been your most memorable hunt? And is there an animal left on this planet that you haven't harvested yet but plan on doing so?
Gosh, you know, favorite hunt, you know, probably ones with my kids, you know, when the kids go out with us and, you know, whether we're shooting frogs or, you know, slinging arrows at rabbits and, you know, anything with them, it's really neat to see it pass it down a generation. You know, my dad took me out and kind of instilled a love for not only the outdoors, but hunting and really everything that goes along with that. You know, he taught me to be a conservationist and that a hunter should know everything about his environment. You know, you shouldn't just know, you know, the animal that you're after. You should be able to name all the different birds and name the trees and the bushes. And, you know, that was really important to my dad. So he passed down a true love of everything outdoors to me, and I'm trying to do the same with my son. So, yeah, I'd have to say some of my favorite hunts would be with them. As far as something I really want to get bad, You know, it's going to sound crazy, but I want a wolf so bad I can't stand it. That's been my nemesis. I've had a few opportunities, and I have not got it done. You know, I've missed, or you know, something's happened, and I just have not. I think they're probably one of the coolest predators in the world. Wolves have always fascinated me, but so I'm hoping one day that I'll luck out and get a wolf.
Yeah, that is the ultimate predator, in my opinion. Have you ever gotten to hunt with Ted Nugent?
No, I know Ted Nugent. He's a good guy. We sat down and had dinner before, and you know, we've emailed back and forth. He's pretty high energy too, but we've never hunted together. It might be too much.
I mean, can you imagine the excitement when one of y'all would shoot something? Talk about a bunch of energy and passion for bow hunting. My goodness. If you could only hunt one animal for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's a good one. That's a toughie too. And sometimes it switches back and forth on me. But I'd have to lean a little bit toward those elk. You know, elk are, you know, when they're bugling, they're in the peak of the rut, and just a huge animal. It's got a little of everything. I mean, you're calling. You got the big antlers. You got a big bodied animal. That's pretty exciting. So I'd probably say I'd lean a little bit toward the elk.
Well, I'm definitely looking forward to the day that my name gets drawn for an elk tag. Now, Fred, do you do much fishing?
You know what? I'm probably the worst fisherman you know. I've got some buddies that some people assume, oh, you know, you've been guiding in Colorado for 16 years. You know, you hunt. You probably love to fish. And don't get me wrong. I mean, you know, every once in a while I like to catch a trout or, you know, try and do some fishing. But I am, one, I'm not that good of a fisherman. And two, I'd rather have my bow shooting at a fish than catching one. So, yeah, I'm not a huge fisherman, buddy.
Well, I know you've bow fished for sharks and stingrays, so.
Oh yeah.
Well, we'll let that count then.
And the gator gar over there in Choke Reservoir over in your country.
Oh yeah, you've made it over to Choke Canyon, huh?
Yes, sir. That's awesome country over there to go after those gars and stuff. That's good stuff.
Awesome, man. Well, Fred, when does Easton Bow Hunting air on the Outdoor Channel so we can all set our DVRs?
Ben, that's an excellent question, and I should know that, but I don't.
You know, you'd be surprised how many of y'all have no idea when your show airs.
I'm embarrassed by that, but I don't. I go out there and, you know, and shoot the program, and then my wife, sometimes she'll DVR it, you know, or they'll send us a sample program so we can review it, because sometimes we'll have 20 hours of footage that they cut down and do a 23-minute show. So, you know, sometimes it's kind of, I love watching the show, but sometimes it's kind of a downer because I go, oh, man, they didn't show that eagle, or they didn't show that, you know, this, or the two bears fighting, or the, you know, there's so much that gets cut out to squeeze it into a 23-minute show. But, yeah, it's on, if you check out www.hunttv.com, the website will have, I think they'll have the times listed, and they've also got clips there of like the brown bear charge and some clips from some of the shows that we do.
Very cool. Well, everyone be sure to check out fulldrawoutfitters.net as Fred will take you anywhere you want to go to shoot just about anything. Also, lots of DVDs and stuff on the website for you. Well, it's been great cutting up with you this morning, man. I really appreciate it. Nice getting to know you a little bit, too.
Hey, Cable, thanks so much for having me on, and, you know, good luck hunting, and thanks for having a show like yours out there. I mean, it's great for hunters to be able to listen into stuff like this. It's awesome.
Very kind words from one of, if not the most accomplished bow hunter out there, and that was a lot of fun too, man. I still can't get over the idea of him and Ted Nugent doing a show together called, like, Getting Bloody with Fred and Ted or something like that. We are out of time for this morning. Thanks to, of course, Fred Eichler for coming on the show, along with Army Bass Angler founder and president Major Cody Robertson. Be sure to tune in same time next week as Texas Ranger team president and avid rancher and outdoorsman Nolan Ryan joins the program. And we'll also be talking a little alligator hunting with Texas Parks and Wildlife's Monique Slaughter. Special thanks to all of our sponsors for making this show possible. Thanks to you, the listener, for being a part of the Lone Star Outdoors Show. I'm Cable Smith saying y'all have a great week in the outdoors.
Well now, Texas, I'm just a little lost, beaten down. Feel like a morning star ahead of me. I'm fading out. But if I make it to the borders of that Rio Grande, guess I can make it for one last sunset.